This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 Doctor. Doctor. And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Batar, if we need evidence that consciousness has been shifting ever since we've been doing this program, we're not saying we're the cause of it. We've certainly observed it, reported on it, maybe moved it a little in hopefully the right direction. We've certainly got some stories that are really positive and powerful in indicating that the information we're presenting here is landing for people that need it most.
And I am certain that that's not by coincidence. It's by design. I believe it's a much higher design, Robert, but I'll let you go and go through the statistics first.
Well, yeah, and I don't know that it's our design. If we have any small part to play in it, I've talked about, like, our friend Ann Archer Butcher talking about inner guidance. We get our guidance, our marching orders from high above or deep within. And, you know, we have this I don't know if it's an urgent need, but it's certainly like breathing for me and you to communicate this message that empowers people to get well, to teach them how to get well. And, of course, it's disturbing to those who like to control and own people. Last hour, we opened with a story from Australia where the news media down there is complaining because in Perth, Western Australia, there's a billboard that says, "Do you know what's in a vaccine?" Question mark. That's it. And my gosh, they are freaking out. They want to ban the billboard. Like, how dare they ask that question? It's like, wait a second, what is the basis of science? I'm asking questions. And of course, if you ask that question, it could lead to some very uncomfortable facts, and people might make different decisions about their willingness to accept injections with what's in those vaccines.
Absolutely. It makes them uncomfortable, and so that's why they react in the manner that they do. But when I said by design, I meant from the universal consciousness, from a much higher order than you or I or anybody else on this planet. And I think that this is something that 9 years ago we started talking about, that the awareness is increasing. It's actually increasing at an exponential rate now. And I think that the study that you sent, or the article that you sent regarding the doubling among teenagers of the use of non-conventional medicine, alternative medicine, integrative medicine, is just another validation of that statistic, that more and more people, as they become aware, are drifting to the better option because common sense dictates this is the first option. There's nothing alternative about this. This should be the primary direction that one goes in. In fact, that's why I call it advanced medicine, because I believe it's an advanced, more evolved way of looking at the human body and addressing the needs of the human body and addressing any disruption or pathology that affects the human body. And so that's what I think people are naturally gravitating to, because I think our society is becoming more evolved and it's becoming more conscious.
This study was published in the JAMA Pediatrics Journal, and they've targeted since 2003, 15 years now. These kids and these teens, they're using omega-3 fatty acids, melatonin they mentioned. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't necessarily use, but at the same point in time, the picture, funny enough, on the article, it's all drugs. I mean, if you look at these pictures, those don't look like dietary supplements. They look like stock photos of drugs, which is the irony here. There are three stories, and we're going to hopefully get to all three, but this is a big one. I mean, when you're talking your kids and your teens, this is typically not coming from them. That means the parents are making better decisions, different decisions, and saying, you know what, enough with all of these prescriptions. I mean, I don't think that they're abandoning them altogether, because Big Pharma is still making a lot of money. They dominate everything, but the reality is the growth has them concerned. The growth in dietary supplements has them greatly concerned, and they're, guess what, using governments to attack these dietary minerals, supplements, herbs, because they couldn't compete in a free market for ideas, much less products and success for those products.
Yeah, I think that the companies that are more economically sound as far as their business strategies are concerned, they're actually taking heed of this. So you see some of the pharmaceutical companies like Merck and some of the other ones that have actually started purchasing some of the bigger vitamin companies, have purchased Atrium and Douglas Labs, I think, was part of that purchase. And so that was, I believe that was Merck that purchased Atrium. But you start seeing a lot of the pharmaceutical companies starting to move towards that direction because they see where the consumer demand is, where they're seeing where people are voting with their dollars. And so they're also taking heed. Some others, it's not necessarily the pharmaceutical industries, but other people that are opposed to this awareness and this evolution, I think they're vested in the status quo and they're threatened. And that's the reason that they react in the way that they do, just like the people from Australia and Perth that you said when they were up in arms about the billboard. It's a perfect example of someone who is scared of moving forward and react in a violent or in a negative manner because their future is dependent upon the status quo being maintained.
Well, and then there's a violent opposition. Now, part of that violence is censorship. That's a violent act to shut somebody's free speech down, right? And this is what they call for because in Australia, instead of trotting out a PhD scientist to defend the ingredients, they don't want to touch the question. They bring on a grieving mom who lost the child to whooping cough because it was too young to be vaccinated, and they blame, by inference, unvaccinated children, which there was no evidence given that there was anything related to that in this particular case. And then they bring up herd immunity again, another fiction created by the pharmaceutical fantasists. So we're dealing with people that don't want to debate ideas, discuss scientific validations, and want to scream and shout you down or simply basically withdraw all funding for competing lines of research that might show that dietary supplements are better for your health than drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's exactly the point. And they will, these studies that have been put out, we've seen some of the examples of some of these studies that are just ridiculous. They'll go through something as absurd as study finds that exercise leads to loss of body fat or something ridiculous. You know, some of these moments of death that we've had when we do the little audio describing some of these studies that are completely without it. Why is anybody even doing a study? But they're taking money, they're putting money into stating the obvious. And then when it comes to things such as vaccines, things that really do make a difference, or the use of chemotherapy in cancer and looking at the success or failure rate of that, they won't put money towards that. They will put money towards really absurd, intuitively obvious things that are moments of doubt, but they won't put money towards the things that really could make a difference. And the reason they don't want to put that money towards those type of studies is because, again, why would they want to validate the reason for the masses to go against what they're vested in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it doesn't serve them any purpose.
No, exactly. These are economic imperatives. They're not scientific imperatives, per se. The fact that they would argue against somebody asking a question, what's in a vaccine? You know, I ask the question, when you've lost the debate, what have you left to do? You either acquiesce and you say, my gosh, your arguments are stronger than mine. Let me look deeper into them. Or maybe now I agree with you. If your livelihood depends upon not seeing that reality, the next step is going to be call for censorship. And it could be calls for government to intervene, or it could be outright, we're going to yell and scream at you until you go away. And of course, the so-called anti-vaxxers are not going away because they're the moms and dads of children who have been injured or killed by vaccines. And they are wanting to wake people up so that other kids don't suffer the way their kids suffer. So no amount of screaming and censorship is going to work. The more they do it, the more obvious it becomes. And there you go. Look, in 15 years, we got, what, doubled the number of kids and teens that are on dietary supplements. That didn't happen because government intervened and said you should be on those things instead of drugs and vaccines. That happened because people were talking to one another and doing their homework.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think that as more people do their homework, more people become aware because of the association with others that are doing their homework. And as they become aware, that's the first step. You first become aware, then you become embroiled in the subject matter, and then you start, then common sense takes over, and then you realize that, my God, what, I can't believe I was doing X when I should have been always doing Y. And it's just a matter of evolution is all it is. It's no different than a child when they're crawling, then they start to use support when they're walking, and then they eventually are running. It's the same evolution, and it's happening, I believe, on a global scale throughout the world society.
All right. Well, we've got a secondary story among three that's a triumvirate of stories in addition. If you want to check them out, they're in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can also go to advancedmedicine.com, listen to hundreds of hours of archives of Advanced Medicine with Dr. Batar together each and every week. We also stream in live through YouTube in addition to our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN. And right now, Dr. Batar is streaming live through Facebook as well. So plenty of places to listen and ask questions as well. Now, here's a secondary story to show shift in consciousness. Health officials alarmed. Now, anytime health officials are alarmed, I'm usually thinking not that there's an actual viral emergency out there, but, oh, my gosh, people are waking up and they're not vaccinating. Because that's the biggest alarm that they get. And that's true out in Texas. Listen to this. Texas, vaccine resistance is up 20 times over the past decade.
Don't stream.
Dr. Batar, did you get that? 20 times over the past decade, vaccine resistance in cities like Plano, Fort Worth, Austin, and Houston. And now they're targeting a humble little Waldorf school, Rudolf Steiner-inspired school in Austin, Texas, because 40% vaccine rate. I'm thinking, yeah, we're 60% of the way there.
Well, this is what's interesting is that they'll talk about the resistance of these vaccines in these small communities and these small towns as if the problem lies with those that are not getting vaccinated, and this is where the herd immunity issue comes up. But in actuality, we all know that it has nothing to do with that. The reason that there is resistance is coming up is because the viruses and the bacteria that these vaccines are being designed for are mutating and becoming resistant. This is an evolution of the viral or bacterial populations. As they're developing these vaccines, they become resistant. It has nothing to do with people that are not being vaccinated, because that doesn't make any sense. If they were vaccinated, and if you take a vaccinated population versus a non-vaccinated population, the non-vaccinated population should be more susceptible. It's not going to cause the people that are less susceptible or that have gotten vaccinated to become less susceptible to the vaccine. So it's a moronic argument.
You're right, because what we're seeing is that vaccinated populations apparently are more vulnerable, so they have to lay on the MuCal herd immunity discussion to try and alienate people who have woken up and said, you know what, I'm going to defend my immune system and my child's immune system in a different way. We'll get to that next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and one special hour when we get to do advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar. You can check out advancedmedicine.com. You can also go to Dr. Bittar, drbuttar.com. We have links in the show notes to get you there at robertscottbell.com. Archives available all over the web as well. Streaming through YouTube, and of course, Dr. Bittar is doing something I don't do, stream through Instagram. I'm impressed. And Facebook Live as well. So a lot of ways to hear the show and be part of it, ask questions, and Dr. Bittar answers some afterwards, as do I. And Dr. Bittar, we were talking about the consciousness shift this hour and evidence for it. And, you know, three stories were in the middle, the second one about Texas, that there's a 20-fold resistance to vaccines, apparently, according to this article, is up 20 times over the past decade. And then they're pointing out what? We talk about consciousness. You know about Rudolf Steiner and that movement out of, I believe, in Switzerland, that area, really conscious about nature, the natural world, the laws of nature, and applying them. It would make sense because these people are more into organic food, being outdoors, and, of course, the idea of injecting healthy children, innocent babies, with toxic pollutants is just anathema to the Steiner schools. But that's not the only place it's happened. It's just happening there, which we knew for a long time.
Yeah, so the article itself, of course, I haven't read it, Robert. I'm just looking at the highlights that Super Don so kindly sent to me. But what was their excuse, or what was their what did they attribute this resistance to? What did they throw it onto?
Well, the study was published in the Public Library of Science Medicine Journal, and that's where they list Plano, Texas, Fort Worth, Austin, and Houston. And they're talking about being national hotspots where health officials are proposing that a high potential for a disease outbreak exists. And their only evidence of that is that their vaccination rates in certain pockets is dropping below their magic number that is no evidence in the peer-reviewed journals, about 90%. And we've heard it be 94, 92, 93, 91, or somebody will go, well, we can't do 90 anymore, so let's just say it's 80. Let's keep them up over 80. They'll keep lowering it just to keep those still imprisoned in the vaccine construct. But this guy named Peter Hotez is promoting this idea that, man, oh, man, we've got to figure out a way to get these kids away from these parents.
Right. So they haven't really been able to establish a true resistance. They're just going by statistical data showing a decrease in those particular pockets of the population not getting their children vaccinated. Is that correct?
Right. Reduction in vaccine compliance. That's right.
Right. So you see that extrapolation between their noncompliance of vaccination of the vaccination schedule and leaping to the conclusion that there is a resistance in the vaccine. Because if you look at the article, the way it's written, the heading says, officials alarm Texas vaccine resistance up 20 times over past decade. So that sounds like that the vaccines are no longer working, whereas in fact, we know they don't work already. So that's one issue. And the second issue is it has nothing to do with vaccines working or not working. We know that they're detrimental, but they're creating an illusion that those vaccines are there's a resistance to the vaccines, whereas in fact it's an evolution of the mindset of the individuals in those
right.
pockets where they're not vaccinating their kids. So
yeah, exactly. It's a consciousness shift. Clarity is coming through to those people, not because of anything government has been saying, because they've been propagandizing for the vaccine religion since there's been a vaccine religion. So you're talking about people that are stepping outside of the official story and getting information outside of the official channels. And that's what was freaking out the Australian authorities about this billboard that simply says, doesn't say don't vaccinate. Nothing like that. There's nothing anti-vaccine about the billboard, except that it says, do you know what's in a vaccine? Maybe you should look into it.
If anything, this is a good marketing for the state of Texas, for those pockets, because it shows that the population is evolving there faster. So,
yeah.
You know, Texas has always been kind of like, this is Texas, and then there's the rest of the world. You know, it's just Texas.
Don't mess with us.
See the T-shirt? Yeah, everything else is outside. They've got the 95% mm-hmm. of the world's map is just Texas, and everything else is periphery. So
yes.
this is good information, because it shows that those pockets of population that are understanding this, that may be where you want to take your children to school, and that's maybe the areas that you want to go, because you're going to have more people that are like-minded. So that's just fine.
Also, Texas is not a leftist stomping ground. Remember, the religious right? I'm more concerned about the religious left, because their religion is the pharmaceutical mysticism that involves sacrificing your children on the altar of their church. And that dogma ultimately is in a syringe, and in that syringe are toxic poisons, aborted fetal cells, mercury, aluminum, etc. When we come back, we're going to talk about the third of our stories, evidence of consciousness shift related to modern medicine, and you're outgrowing it.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, not to throw a wrench in the ointment, but real quick, for those of you concerned about children separated from their parents at the border, I got two words for you leftists. Medical kidnap. Where have you been? Where are you on that issue? That's happening right here every day in these United States. Parents removed from their children and vice versa based on pharmaceutical constructs, chemotherapy, vaccine issues, etc., experimental medications, medical kidnap. Look it up. That's a real thing. All right, Dr. Bittar, let's go to the third level now of this consciousness shift evidence that we're throwing out there for your consideration. And this relates to prostate cancer. And this is a Fox News article. It says, why more men are delaying prostate cancer treatment. And we've been warning men for as long as we've been doing this show that the PSA, the prostate-specific antigen, is not specific to the prostate, because women can test positive on a PSA test, which makes no sense. As far as I know, they have no prostate. But also the fact that prostate cancer is so slow-moving that people do nothing, they end up outliving the cancer, they die of something completely unrelated. So apparently the word's getting out there, Dr. Batar, because even doctors are figuring this thing out, going, you know, we don't need to do radical prostatectomies the moment you have an elevated PSA or some other construct or test that they've done.
Well, this thought process about the prostate, it's the first time I was exposed to that was almost 15 years ago. And it was a Dr. Dawish that had given a lecture at a conference that I give a lecture at as well. And he basically talked about, he specializes in prostate cancer. And he was talking about the mortality and morbidity of patients that had been treated with radical prostatectomy without, versus getting no treatment at all. So you had two patient populations, both diagnosed with prostate cancer, basically the same stages, and they were randomized into two different groups. One group had radical prostatectomy, the other one was treated with conservative methods, no surgery, no chemo, no radiation. And they found that the group that had the radical prostatectomy, on the average, the group that did not have any surgery, on the average, lived three times longer than the group that had the radical prostatectomy. So now understand that with the radical prostatectomy, you've gotten the prostate taken out, the cancer supposedly gone, and yet the group that didn't have anything done, no chemo, no radiation, and no radical prostatectomy, no surgical intervention, they lived, on the average, three times longer than the group that was treated. And so, and this is a doctor that's specializing in prostate cancer. And the conclusion, the obvious conclusion is, if you've got prostate cancer, do nothing. If you're going to do chemo, radiation, or surgery, it's better for you to do nothing. Now, there's mm-hmm. things that you can do that are going to proactively increase your quality of your life and your lifespan and reduce the detriments from the cancer. But certainly from his particular study, and this was over 100 patients, chemo, radiation, and radical prostatectomy, their lifespan decreased on the average by threefold. So yeah. That's a very, very strong argument to be made. And this correlates exactly with what you're talking about.
Well, and also they gave it a specific designation. You know how I love alliterations here? They've adopted an alliteration. There's an official word, and it's published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. JAMA now calls what they're doing watchful waiting. Watchful yep. waiting. Doc, can I have a prescription for some watchful waiting? Yes, certainly, of course. We don't want to do that. Dr. Batar is right about this, right? We've been right. You're right. So the consciousness is shifting because even the doctors are saying, you know what? Maybe we were a little too aggressive on our, you know, radical attack on the prostate or chemical or radiation of the prostate. So I'm really happy about this news. But, you know, I don't know that it happened from a top-down perspective, because there have been doctors that were probably ostracized for pointing this out before it became the official, you know, accepted information of like, yeah, maybe we should be watchfully waiting instead of doing these other things.
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. And this watchful waiting and observation, that's not to say that that's the only thing people should do. There are other things that you can do proactively. It's that you don't want to do something thinking that you're doing a positive, beneficial, taking a positive, beneficial action, and in actuality contributing to the detrimental changes that have occurred in the body that led to the cancer in the first place.
Yeah.
So you want to look at whatever intervention that is being suggested, or whatever you may be considering, and ask yourself, does this make sense to me? Does it appeal to my intellect? I mean, that's really the litmus test right there, starting off with your own common sense. Does it make sense to take a poison to kill something? And how, if that does make sense, then how is the rest of my body going to respond to that poison? Or does it make sense to burn a certain part of my body that has cancer? And if so, then how is the rest of my body going to respond to that area that's been burned? Or does it right. make sense for me to cut out, et cetera, et cetera? Just follow the logic, and you will be amazed, because your own brain will give you the answer. I mean, this is not rocket science. It's this intuitiveness, you know, that sixth sense, the gut feeling. I have some people that have no education in this arena, none whatsoever, but they come in and they're very adamant that they're not going to do chemo or they're not going to do radiation. And when you talk to them, you realize that these are people that have always allowed that sixth sense, that inner guidance, that's mm-hmm. God speaking to us, that gut yes. feeling, that's God talking to us. That's the universal consciousness guiding us.
Right.
So rely upon that because it'll never lead you astray.
Yeah, and it could be manifested through the microbiome. So definitely heal your gut so you can have that gut-brain connection speaking truth to so-called authoritarian power in the cancer industry. By the way, in the article later, it acknowledges that there are other cancers that they're now maybe taking this approach, including follicular non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, some types of early-stage breast cancer, and an uncommon form of bladder cancer. So they're actually going, maybe we've been aggressive in other areas as well. Again, consciousness is shifting, folks. We're in the midst of it. Sometimes you don't recognize it. If all you do is watch mainstream media news, you're not going to catch it, although I will give them props because this article was in Fox News, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, another cancer story coming up next. Diabetes may be an early manifestation of pancreatic cancer. This is according to a new study in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, published by Oxford University Press, indicates that recent onset type 2 diabetes may be an early expression of pancreatic cancer. Now, I wanted to almost go moment of dawn this because anytime you have an organ that's malfunctioning, there's probably inflammation there, and years of inflammation, much less mineral deficiencies, can manifest one time, two times, 10 times, every time later as cancer. But they're finally making another link here.
Well, Robert, I think this is a moment of doubt because I have said this at least twice on the radio show. Once was when you had the gentleman that was brought up on charges of practicing medicine without a license, the one who had made the change for his own diet. He had diabetes. I think his name was Cook.
Oh, yeah, Cooksey. That's right, the diabetes warrior. He's in North Carolina, and he just started telling everybody his story. He changed his diet, and his type 2 diabetes went away.
Right. So that was once. That was the second time I brought it up. And then once previous to that, we had talked about something to do with the pancreas or something to do with diabetes, and I made the comment that I believe that when you start to observe some of these changes, there is an indication that that particular organ system is under duress. In fact, that's the entire basis of our HEDMAP, Advanced Health Evaluation Assessment for Detoxification Medical Assessment Program. We want to look at these organs of detoxification and enhance and upregulate them so that they're functioning as best as they can to eliminate various levels of toxicity that are in the body. So when you look at the pancreas is the organ that is responsible for regulating blood sugar, releasing insulin, et cetera, et cetera. And when you end up having a problem with the beta islet cells not being able to produce enough of the insulin, which usually is secondary to metal toxicity, mercury toxicity, or other types of conditions, it's either metal directly or it's or persistent organic pollutant issue, or it'll be the third toxicity, the opportunistic issue, where a virus or bacteria will affect it because of the immunosuppression caused by either the persistent organic pollutants or the metal. Regardless of whatever it is, it creates a dysfunction in the beta islet cells, and so the insulin is no longer being released. But here's the other problem. A lot of it has to do with dietary intake, and so the person, it's not that they're not making enough insulin, but they become resistant to the effects of that insulin. And so there's a double-edged component here. There's two different sides that can contribute to this. Now, if you end up having that happening with sugar levels and the pancreas is having to override it, well, of course, that inflammation, as you said, is going to increase, and you're going to have other types of dysfunction, and you're going to have oxidative stress going on there, and it's a perfect breeding ground for cancer. So why wouldn't we see pancreatic cancer developing? Now, I will also go on to say that in any type of cancer, it doesn't matter what kind of cancer, one of the things we look at is how well the pancreas is functioning. Why? Because the pancreas releases these – we need pancreatic enzymes. In fact, this is Dr. Gonzalez's work based on Dr. Right. Kelly's work. I based all my stuff on Dr. Kelly's stuff. So we have a very specific enzyme component to our cancer program. And it is looking at a very high level of chymotrypsin and trypsin and trypsinogen because these pancreatic enzymes are necessary to help digest not only the debris, but also, from a theoretic standpoint at least, to help to digest the proteolytic capsule around the tumors. So we look at individuals, when we, the certain tests that we do, and we're looking at pancreatic function. And here's the strangest thing, Robert. Any kind of cancer, we will start seeing a decrease in pancreatic function. And when we start them on these enzymes, we start seeing the pancreatic function come up, regardless of whether they've got pancreatic cancer or any other type of cancer. In fact, we even use this as a precursor when somebody doesn't have cancer. We, on a routine level, will just happen to check the pancreas level and see how it's functioning. And if it's low, that is one of our indications that a person needs to make a change here, because this is driving them towards the cancer side. So this is a perfect example. This particular story is a perfect example of where the connection is being made now, but it should have been an intuitive function. For example, looking at cancer again, sugar, right? Cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer. And to say that, oh, when you are cachectic and you have cancer, here, take Ensure, which is all sugar. Yes, mm-hmm. It does taste good. I agree with you. But it's not the ideal dietary source when you have cancer. And these type of basic fundamental components that you shouldn't be taking Ensure if you have cancer, because it's feeding the cancer. And that correlation between sugar and cancer was made, you know, probably before you and I were even born.
Yeah.
And yet they're still doing it.
Yeah, and remember, folks, too, and we've talked about this on and off the air for years, lack of minerals also results in dysfunction. You know, you can't offload the sugar that insulin is carrying to the cells without the chromium. So there's a lot of factors in here. We're addressing them all. That's why Dr. Nick and Dr. Kelly also, we talked about the coffee enemas, because you have inordinate amounts of these enzymes in a good way, eating the cancer and breaking it down, and you got to get it out of the body. However you can do that, support the detox pathways. Folks, you can get the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. You'll see it over my left shoulder if you're watching on YouTube right now, along with Dr. Nick Gonzalez's book, Conquering Cancer. We got one more segment. We're going to talk autism, including non-vaccine-related autism. Now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Did you know that what you feed your child who may be diagnosed onto the autism spectrum impacts those symptoms of autism? Yes, I wanted to play the moment of duh theme, but I don't want to take any seconds away from Dr. Bitar on this segment, because the Arizona State University study finally said what we've been saying for years as well. That it matters what you put into your kids, including injecting them, but they're not questioning that. They're just talking dietary connections between the symptom manifestation of autism. And that is something that is important, and anybody who's got children on the spectrum knows that food matters.
Absolutely. Food is the one substance, food, water, and air, but food the most. Actually, food and water probably the most, and even the air that you're breathing, but those three things are the direct intake into your system of your external environment. So in order to optimize your internal environment, which is what we're trying to do when we detoxify, you must optimize the components of the external environment you're taking into your internal environment. So the water that you drink, the food that you eat, and the air that you consume needs to be as clean as possible, because that just reduces the burden inside the body, so you don't have that much to detoxify, if you will. The body is constantly producing waste, and there's constant exposure to different types of toxins. So if we can just improve the quality of the air we breathe, the quality of the water we drink, and the quality of the food we eat, we're going to have less burden to deal with. That way you have less to detoxify your body, and that means there's less chance of you getting pathology.
Go organic, clean up what's going into the body, clean the water, clean the air, clean the food, everything you have control over. I know the air is more difficult when you're out and about, but heal the gut and you'll see improvements. Now, we're not saying it's the only thing, because as Dr. Bitar has known so well and written about extensively, lectured around the world on it, that there's more to it than just those things. In fact, it's what's in that syringe primarily, but not exclusively.
That's right.
Because there have been cases of autism in non-vaccinated individuals, but what is the common factor there, Dr. Bitar?
It's the consumption and or exposure to mercury in the parents and or in the child. I had one case of a child that came to us, and the mother was very astute, had taken out her amalgams, unfortunately did it during pregnancy, so that increased the load in the child. The child did not get any vaccines. She herself was very adamant that the child was not going to get any vaccine, but then came to find that she was feeding the child brain food. And in her world, brain food was tuna. And tuna is one of the highest levels of methylmercury that we can consume in any food substance. And so, of course, the child responded to treatment. Within 6 months, 8 months, was off the spectrum. His RAPTD score was well below 150. Anything below 200, we know that the child doesn't even need any more treatment. He started at like 280 or 290. So the point being that even in the non-vaccinated group, the cases of autism are very few and far between. In fact, Robert, I think we covered this in one of the shows, if I'm not mistaken, on the children that were from the Amish community that had gotten autism. There was, I think, six cases. But when they went back and they looked at those six cases, all six of those cases, the children had been vaccinated behind the community. In other words, the mom went and got it done, or the dad or somebody. Do you remember that?
I do. And it was the theory was they don't vaccinate, but these kids had gone out and around due to one other parent or a family member. And so it turned out they were exposed by injectable thimerosal.
Right. But the key is that it's not just the thimerosal, as Robert said. The key is that it's almost like the straw that broke the camel's back. The biggest accumulation, I believe, of mercury toxicity in the child is based upon the maternal amalgam load, which is the dental filling. So one out of six women of childbearing age in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control, according to the NHANES study released in 2003, are mercury toxic. And according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, one out of six children is being born with some type of a neurological impact
Dr. Bitar, I apologize for interrupting. We have breaking news here. I just see the Journal of Trace Elements in Medicine and Biology coming up September of this year. Low-dose thimerosal ethylmercury is still used in infants' vaccines. Should we be concerned with this form of exposure? So just like we've been saying and you've been saying for years, the mercury's still in the shots, folks. Don't let them lie to you that they're mercury-free.
Robert, can you send that to me?
I just did. I sent it to you through Skype. You got to see this. This is breaking news. We'll get that out. We'll probably cover it next week on Advanced Medicine, if you don't mind, Dr. Bitar, but that's big.
Absolutely.
All right, folks.
How's that? Breaking news, right? Right in the middle of the show, we've got breaking news. That's
right, right. And we're done. Okay, we're going to be back next week. I'll be back tomorrow, of course. And we have RFK Jr. talking about mercury on Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. But in the meantime, tell them what they need to know, because we got to go, Dr. Bitar.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years.
I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.